You're listening to an ICA podcast.
Hi Glenn, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you Warren.
Great. Whereabouts are you in the world? Where are you working at the moment?
Well, I'm working in at Alvonia Studios. It's based in Krakow, in Poland. Yeah, it's pretty cold down here, but it's okay.
And what sort of work are you doing? Are you, is it movies, commercials, or what sort of grading are you doing?
Well, it's a bit of both, basically, but mainly focused on film, and sometimes, occasionally, we get some commercials to do.
So it's DI primarily from film? Is most of your stuff film still?
Yes, from film, definitely from film, from red cameras, or you know, from everything, basically.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about how you started in the industry. What made you get interested in color grading, and how did you begin?
Actually, I had no clue about this part of the chain in the film and in the film industry, in the post side of things. When I first started, I came from a background like lighting jockey and a disc jockey, and well, life was pretty different then. So I moved to working in a call center where I was like, I had a friend who was in this film business, who introduced me, like basically shot a short film with me.
And this was in Mumbai, yeah?
This was in Mumbai, yes, in Mumbai. He introduced me to the whole film side, but on the set. And I told him I was interested in animation, basically VFX work. And so he explained to me what the whole thing was, about the smoke and, you know, about combustion and digital fusion and so on, and After Effects. And I said, okay. So I did a short course in Mumbai with Combustion and 3D Studio Max. And I was placed in one of the studios in Mumbai through his reference, of course. To sit on the smoke, but when I sat down on the smoke, I was kind of, you know, a little bit lost, because it was basically, what I noticed is I'm restricted to the director's inputs, which is okay, which is good, but you know, I kind of didn't feel correct, and after a month or two, I just decided to go out, and when I was going out, the studio manager asked me, "Oh, what's up? Like, you know, why do you want to go?" So I said, "Oh, well, you know, it's not working for me. I cannot connect with this restricted creative flow, which is like kind of, you know, you're just operating and that's it." Yeah. So he suggested, "Oh, well, why don't you join this room, which was like, you know, full of colors, and you know, you're basically dealing with colors and so on." So I said, okay, let's have a look. So I walked into the room, and for me, it was very well, you know, it was like dim office, dark space, with some CRTs, the big beast in the side, like this was spirit, and I could just sit down and feel like it was some, you know, space invention or so invasion of
that. That was their grading room, was it?
Yeah, that was a grading room, yeah. And it was like, I had a big smile, because I liked the spectrum on the waveform at that point. I had no clue, my mind was completely blanked out, but I had this lovely green spectrum on the waveform, which now I know is a waveform. But I kind of felt like a little connected, because, you know, of this whole process. Yeah. And I said, okay, I instantly felt it. So I walked out of the room, and I said, okay, I'll play with this, you know, huge hardware. So he introduced me to a colorist called Tim Farrell, who kind of asked me a lot of questions, and I was pretty straight with him, and he asked me whether I knew had some photography background, but which I didn't, but I knew what was going on with the camera a bit. And so he took me on and started to train me, technically, and understanding the whole process and lacing up the film and using stuff. And I think around 6 to 8 months, I was okay with the tech side of things. Also, watching him grade, he would keep me at the side to understand, like, you know, a few sessions whenever he was booked. And I kept pushing him in between, because back then I also knew about Da Vinci, and I was like, because we were using a Da Vinci kit, so I kept pushing him. Oh, you know, can I go to do this course? And he was like, no, not now. You're not ready. Yeah. So he kind of, like, you know, pushed my ego a bit down to get out to advance. Yeah. And I think that was good for me. Yeah. And then, of course, after a few months, I came to Singapore and I met the gods. That was Rich, Montez, you, Warren.
That was a Da Vinci training class, wasn't it? Did they?
Yes, that was.
Did they send you on that class, or did you pay for that out of your own money?
Oh, I paid for it. So I paid for it. Yes. I paid for it myself, and because I was very interested, and it was difficult for me because it was tough to get into the room by itself. I couldn't get into the room unless he was grading, unless Tim was grading, and sometimes he was not booked, so I would go down there and just stand outside the room for very long hours just to get a chance, 30 minutes, like, for example, reach work at 8, and then... probably get at 8:30 or so, get some time to play with the machine a bit, because I think it was more of securing the position and not allowing people to go a bit. But I guess that is how it is at some point. It was very tough for me initially, but yeah, so I made it to Singapore and through all this stuff. Yeah, collected some money, pay it off for the course. Yeah.
So I think that's true of a lot of people. You know, you have to give a lot in of your own time. If you're lucky enough to be in a post house or a facility where they have, you know, scanning machines or telecinema machines, as they do, or grading systems, you've got to make use of it, I think, and try and get on them in down times, in your own time, in your weekends, and just play as much as you can and try and do little tiny jobs if they'll let you, test jobs and things. And that's basically how I did it as well, and it's a similar thing to what you did.
Yeah.
But I like what you're saying about at least 6 months before you were doing any grades and things, and you're just really learning about the film stocks and things. One of the most important things I always say to people, you have to know what you're working with, whether it's 35mm, 16mm, digital formats. The more you know and understand about the stocks, the medium they're shooting with, how they work and how they grade, the better you will be at making good pictures with that material.
Absolutely, yeah.
And this was 2005, wasn't it? I remember that training class. And when you hooked up with FilmLight at some stage, didn't you? You did some stuff with when you met our good friend Fergus.
Yes, Fergus. He was like an angel, I think, back then, because. I came back down and I had a little go. I mean, thanks to you and to Rich, I had a little understanding about the DI process, because it was evolving with the results at that point. And we had a couple of us were had a chance to understand that. So while I was on the set for the Broadcast India show, I mean. I was asked by I think by Rob from Omnitech and Richard Senior and you, like, you know, very, to just go and look around. And I went to look around on the last day, and I saw this really huge guy who was a little bit, you know, I think stressed out, or not stressed, but, you know, a little bit tired of the whole demoing of the base light system. So I asked him very nicely whether he had some time to show me the system and walk me through the system of what it does and how good it is, which he did in a very fun, loving way, not in a way that was like stressy or, you know, less informative, and, you know, and I was open. So he asked me whether I was ready to do some work with them, and I was like, no, you know, I was still stuck in my mind. But the second time he met me in the same day in a party, in the broadcast party. And that's when I made up my mind that I would go, after a lot of questions and, you know, a lot of thinking twice, because for me that whole beast situation was like, it was like huge. So I couldn't make up my mind if I wanted to sit down on another kind of smoke machine. Yes. You know what I mean? But he pushed me, and it was okay. I think I made a good decision.
So let's jump forward now. So you've just run through quickly where you have worked, your position since obviously finishing with Film Light. Where have you been since?
Oh, my first gig was in Belgium, in a company called Galaxy. I was called to design the room and integrate everything, all the bits and pieces. So we had a Spirit HD refurbished, and we were trying to connect this at that point with the Film Light base light system, which worked fine. Then we had a 4K projector. We changed the optical block at that time. And all this was with the base light 8, also integrating the PF clean system, the Northlight 1, and the ARRI laser. That was my first gig as a colorist and as a, you know, DI guy there.
Yeah.
For them, as a consultant. Well, once that was structured, after some time, I left and did some freelance work in Europe. So I did some commercials through Film Light, of course, for the Omega in Zurich. We did also Sony, and some films in Croatia. Did some design work in Germany.
Ah, it's quite varied then.
Yes. I mean, I did quite a lot. I did some demos, some training.
What particular projects are you working on at the moment?
Oh, well, I stepped in last year, and for the first 8 months, we were just doing, basically working hard towards integrating the whole thing properly. So we changed it was a Sony 4K projector with the base light 8. We got the optical block changed. Then we had the glass in the front of the projector changed. We're basically setting up in the right way before we started, getting the workflow aligned correctly for the red files, for the digital cameras, and calibration, at the same time configuring the SAN to the online systems, together with the VFX team, and the lab, of course, choosing the right lab to make the prints for us. So we chose a lab in Prague to do the prints, and we chose a lab in Copenhagen to do the intermediate development. But we're also building our own lab now, only to do negative processing, so we have control of the internet. And then we could just send that across to Prague to make the prints, and I could supervise the
It's a huge advantage, isn't it, in the world of DI, if you've got control of that and you've got your own lab.
Yes, I think it is. It is, but in the negative processing, I think it's fairly stable as compared to the positive processing.
So, you're currently working on feature films. Do you get international projects there, or are they local Polish films?
Yes, we are. The first one we're doing right now is one of Poland's biggest film. It's kind of a classic, So it's, yeah, so that's one. We also have some projects coming in for VFX and DI from the US, and some CG animation films to be put onto print and make an HD master and a DCI version. I mean, yeah, so we have a couple of projects that are in. Also doing some commercials. We just finished Sony, like I mentioned, and another bank commercial. So that's mainly just to make sure that all our workflow is working and it's intact. Yeah, it's proper in terms of calibration and so on.
Excellent. Well, amazing. You can cover any type of job that comes through, whatever medium they're shooting on, obviously whatever they want to go out and finish on, makes it very flexible.
Yes.
That's good, Glenn. Thanks very much for your time and giving us the insight and how you went from being a top DJ in Goa to now a top colorist in Poland.